Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ben Brust in for Jen Latta and Gabe Neitzel. Chewy hanging out with me. And Josh DiMaggio as well. Excited to welcome in Jason Wilde into Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. What's up, Jason?
Not much, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Chewy, how are you doing, man? I mean, you know...
I'm trying to get back into the groove here. You know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how grumpy? 10 being grumpy.
Tuesday? I'm fine. I recharged the batteries. The place sucked, but it was fine.
You're a 6. 6 grumpy.
I'm a 6? I'm not grumpy.
Jason, I found this interesting as our sister station over at ESPN 1000 is doing a little, as they call, spring trading. So Sylvie is putting up a poll. Our guy Sylvie of Waddle and Sylvie, typically 2:30 to 6:30 on ESPN 1000, put up a poll that I was not expecting. Would you rather Aaron Rodgers play for the Steelers or the Vikings? 35% say the Steelers, 23% say the Vikings, 42% say don't care. The reason I find it interesting is you have two teams there, another one with the Giants that he was rumored to, all playing the Packers. I mean, it would be crazy interesting if we got to see Aaron Rodgers play against the Packers.
Yeah, I'm definitely in on that. Maybe even in Dublin on September 28th per Capital J journalist Ben Brust, who broke that news. So I really hope that he ends up with a team that plays the Packers. That would be great. I'm big time on board with that.
Jason, why is Goody putting so much money into the offensive line? It feels to me like the polar opposite of Ron, who didn't pay O-linemen a lot. I mean, they're going to have to pay Zach Tom before the start of this season, or definitely, you know, obviously, the following year, but what are they? Is this their way to defuse the great D lines at the top of the NFC?
Well, I think it's a couple things. You're right, and by the way, if I'm Elgton Jenkins, I've got 2 years left on my deal. I've got some pretty big cap numbers. I would like an extension, right? Especially given the numbers of this. Aaron Banks deal. I am very curious about the structure of this Aaron Banks deal, because you know how agents are. They love to puff out their chest. And while the Aaron Banks deal is reportedly 4 years, $77 million, I have not seen anyone report the signing bonus, the guaranteed money. I saw Spotrac had that the only guaranteed money is the signing bonus, which is not unusual with the Packers and the way they structure deals. But the fact that the agent never gave Shefty or Rappaport or Tom Pelissero the signing bonus number makes me wonder if that $77 million is a little funny money-ish, right? Because, I mean, that is a big number. I mean, a really big number. Mm-hmm. And for a guy that, you know, I mean, I certainly have not spent a lot of time breaking down the film of 49ers offensive line play. But I don't think he's a guy that is like someone who universally was viewed as, oh, this guy's a guy that there's going to be a bidding war for. So I'm super curious, you know, and we don't know the structure because it's not even, the contracts don't even exist right now. Not till tomorrow can they actually even be signed. So I think that bears watching. But I do think this philosophically, to answer your question, I think Goody and LaFleur walked out of Lincoln Financial Field on January 12th thinking, We need our offensive line to be better like Philly's, because Philly's offensive line dominated that game and really was dominant throughout the postseason. That's a great group. And we got to get our defensive linemen to be able to get pressure with four, which, again, Philly does, because those are the two things that make everything else go. Like, I think that that was, I don't want to say eye-opening, because I'm sure they knew that it all starts up front. But I thought that that was probably a lesson that they took as they walked out of the stadium.
Jason Wilde joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN. You know, Jason, Chewy and I were discussing the prospect of running it back, which I don't know if that will necessarily be the case in the wide receiver room. But when you look at the free agents, a lot of them are old and they don't fit the Goody type. There's one that is shocking that actually might make sense, as Christian Watson might be hurt for the start of the season. Is there any possibility that MVS will be a Green Bay Packer?
Sure. I don't know if there's actual interest or not, but
I'm glad you say that, as we learned yesterday that there was no actual interest in Devontae Adams.
Yeah, exactly. So they're in a position where, and I don't think that they're super optimistic that Christian Watson's going to be somehow ahead of schedule on this. Like, you know, Tausch gives me a hard time for saying that he won't be back until mid-November, but that's what T.J. Hockenson's timeline was, and he actually tore his ACL for the Vikings earlier in the end of the season than Watson did in January. I think Hockenson tore his at the end of the 23 season in like mid to late December, so a couple of weeks earlier than Watson. So I don't see how, especially given Watson's game, how he gets back any sooner than sometime in mid-November. And that's a long time to wait for him, and you don't have anyone. I love Bo Melton, man. He's such a great kid and an underrated player. We saw what he did in Minnesota during the 23 season. First guy on that team to have a 100-yard receiving performance. He can run. He's really fast. But he's not obviously the same guy as Christian Watson is. So they need somebody that's capable of taking the top off the defense. And that's, in my opinion, the one thing that MVS does really well. I don't know if Goody likes him again or wants him back again. But he does make sense.
Jason, is this window not as open as much as we think it is? Because I agree with you. With the offensive line, you know, with the addition of Banks, they could be in the same conversation as Philly. And Detroit has a very good offensive line. But they're miles away when it comes to defensive line in Detroit and Philly. And even from the receiver. And even like Detroit, I would take LaPorta over Tucker Kraft right now. He's just better receiver. Is it the window? I thought it'd be farther open, is what I'm saying. The window seems kind of the same right now going into next year as it was this last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, look, no one last year in free agency, they added a guy that had no business even being available, right, in Xavier McKinney. Mm-hmm. And a stud running back who led the league in rushing 1 year. Who was 3 years younger than Aaron Jones. Like, the buzz was palpable last year. No one's excited about Nate Hobbs and Aaron Banks. They're just not. Yeah. You know, but I would say that they both filled pretty obvious needs. And let's not forget how much flux that offensive line is in. You mentioned that Zach Tom's going to get paid, and he is. But, you know, the other tackle, Rashid Walker, is going to be a free agent after this season. Sean Ryan is going to be a free agent after this season. They're not bringing back Josh Myers. Like, four out of the five positions, Elton's the only one who's not, who's either a free agent this year or going to be a free agent next year. So that's why the move makes sense. Again, I want to see the structure, because it sure feels like they overpaid for the guy. And I get that, but if the guaranteed money's not that high, then it'll make a little bit more sense. But yeah, my point
and Jason,
is,
did you see from Pelissero that $63 million over the first 3 years doesn't include the guaranteed, but it seems very front-ended, which makes sense based off the contracts the Packers have been giving in free agency.
Yeah, and again, that to me, that's another sign that what the agent is leaking to those guys is to try and look as good as possible with this contract. Because he gave him $63 million over the first 3 years, but he didn't give him what the guaranteed money is. So there's something fishy about that. And we'll see, again, when it comes out. But my point is that, you know, that is something that they needed. They needed to shore up that group. They cannot. They're losing Myers. They cannot go through what they did in Philly with two young guys getting absolutely blasted by the best defensive line in football, and it's short-circuiting everything they try to do offensively. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with Jordan Morgan. Does this mean that he's going to compete with Rasheed Walker to be the left tackle? I mean, I think Rasheed Walker had a solid year, but not a great year. So I don't know how solidified he is going into a contract year. The other thing, and I was talking to somebody that works in the building about this, that, you know, I think with Tucker Kraft and with Luke Musgrave, you know, I think Matt LaFleur is probably going to want to have the offense run through that tight end group more. I think they still think Luke Musgrave can be a very good player if he's healthy. I think they love where Tucker Kraft is at, and I think he's only going to get better. So, you know, not quite Shimura and Keith Jackson, and not Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, minus the murdering. But I think it's really interesting that that's a direction that they could go offensively. And if they do, because look, to the point you guys made at the beginning of this conversation, like the wide receiver options, it's a desert. Like there's not anybody to be excited about in free agency, and this draft class isn't nearly as good as some of the ones they've had the last few years, where they, you know, you're talking about 7-8 guys as potential first round picks. That's not the case this year. So that would be really interesting to me if it became a more tight end driven offense, and what exactly that would mean.
Jason, what were your thoughts on not contacting Devontae and not even being in the mix with DK?
Yeah, I saw that the social media post from KBN of my appearance with them. I saw a lot of people responding with some negative replies on Twitter. Look, I don't think that they owed it to Devontae. I'm not mad, but yeah, I think Devontae was definitely surprised, and yes, probably disappointed that there wasn't any interest at all. I'm not saying they had to sign him. Like, Goody gets to sign whoever he wants, but the fact that, and I told Ben this yesterday, like the fact that they had no interest in him whatsoever, like not even enough to, you know, make a phone call to Frank Bauer, his agent, and, you know, talk about it. Like, it was clear, if you caught him on Kay Adams, that he was dropping breadcrumbs left and right that he wanted to come back. And look, the Rams paid him well. Like, somebody telling me, well, the Rams don't think much of him either. They guaranteed $26 million of his deal, including $6 million in 2026 in the form of a roster bonus.
Is like, he older than Cooper Kupp too, who they moved on from? Like,
right.
That's belief, if you ask me.
Right. So again, I don't know what Goody was thinking. I think I assume it's that 32 is once again too old for him. Right now, his roster has one guy who celebrated his 30th birthday, and that's the kicker, McManus. So I just don't think, I think he believes once you're over 30, he's kind of done with you. And that's why, going back to the offensive line, Elton Jenkins is 29. He is going to turn 30. Is he going to get a third contract? Because, you know, I don't know, if you think about it, the second or third contracts Goody has given out lately
Kenny Clark Bakhtiari
with a Bakhtiari with a third contract. Gary with a second contract. Jair with a second contract. I find myself wondering sometimes if he's going to give anybody new deals. Like, I still think Zach Tom's going to get one, but is there anything based on how things have gone of late for him that tells you that he would also extend Sean Ryan or also extend Rashid Walker? Like, I kind of feel like he might just keep saying, all right, we'll just keep replenishing positions and build up more draft picks and keep doing it that way, because more often than not, these guys that get new contracts disappoint me. But again, we'll see. Every guy's different, and maybe Goody will extend more guys and take that risk.
So, Jason, appreciate the time. Here's what I would say on the Devontae thing. I don't think they owe it to Devontae to reach out, but based off the way that we're talking about the wide receiver room, they owe it to the team to potentially reach out to get better.
They owe it to Jordan Love.
You know what I mean? Like that's how I look at it. I'm not saying it was that just because you reached out was going to happen. I feel like you got to inquire when you're looking around at your room, and it'd be great to utilize the tight ends more. But the division is tough. The skill positions are really good. It just feels like a little bit of malpractice not to reach out, in my opinion. But what do I know? Appreciate the time.
Well, and you also have three players that were actively recruiting him, including your quarterback. So they clearly wanted you to reach out. And, you know, for a guy that says he wants to be in every conversation, in this instance, there was no conversation.
Well, we appreciated your conversation, Jason. You're coming up next here on 94.5 ESPN. Is it with Old T or Brian Bulaga? Who's from 9 to noon today?
No, I believe Mark Tauscher is gracing us with his presence the rest of the week. So we're
what a privilege.
Look forward to it.
It's an honor.
I'm sure he's got something up his sleeve for the first segment.
No doubt. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason across 94.5 ESPN and ESPN Wisconsin from 9 to noon. Chew, lots of dissect there. I mean, I'm not going to lie. We need a wide receiver conversation, because Joshy was trying to sell us some jargon, as I always use that word wrong. Did I use it wrong again, Josh?
Yeah, it's typically not. Jargon is like technical terms. So if you're like in the medical community, if you started using
saying stupid stuff to me and Chewy before the show. We're going to discuss that stupid stuff.
It's
next.
Way better than jargon.
Yeah,
way better.
You're stupid.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj. Ooh, I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of a right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj?
You tell us, buddy. On 94.5 ESPN.